Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. Leading off today, in addition to new artificial intelligence features, Apple's next round of OS updates will reportedly offer some big new functionality for the calculator apps. There have basically been three different rumors related to the calculator app over the past week. First, a rumor said that the Notes app will gain a Math Notes feature as part of iOS 18. This will reportedly allow users to integrate information from Calculator right within Apple Notes. Meanwhile, macOS 15 will reportedly offer the, quote, most significant update to its Calculator app in years, end quote. The new Calculator app on the Mac will reportedly feature a new history tape feature, showing your calculation history over time, and a refreshed design similar to the iPhone, and updated unit conversion features. Last but not least, and perhaps most revolutionary of all, Apple is also expected to finally release a calculator app for the iPad as part of iPadOS 18 this year. There are no details on what exactly to expect, but presumably some of the features rumored for the new calculator app on the Mac will make their way to the iPad version as well. Next up today, Apple is doubling down on soccer as an integral part of its sports strategy for Apple TV. According to a new story from the New York Times, FIFA, soccer's global governing body, is nearing a deal with Apple for the worldwide television rights to a new World Cup-style tournament being played in the United States next year. The report says that this deal could be announced as soon as this month. FIFA had initially hoped to get $4 billion for the worldwide television rights for the tournament, but the actual number will reportedly come in well below that target. In fact, the current rumor is that the deal will be valued at around $1 billion instead of $4 billion. It's unclear if the deal with Apple will include any free-to-air rights, which means the entire event could theoretically be locked behind Apple TV Plus instead of being available to watch for everyone. The tournament is described as a month-long World Cup-style competition for top teams that'll be played for the first time in the United States next summer. This would mark Apple's second major venture into the soccer world, following its deal with Major League Soccer, which of course led to the creation of MLS Season Pass, offering full access to MLS without any blackouts or restrictions. Meanwhile, a new story from The Athletic offers a broad look at what to expect from the NBA's next media deal. According to the story, Apple is still in the running to obtain at least a portion of NBA streaming rights starting in the 2025-2026 basketball season. The NBA is expected to partner with multiple different companies, with companies including ESPN, Amazon, Apple, and Google all being in the running. Considering that there are so many potential partners on the table, it's not exactly clear what NBA streaming rights could be carved out for Apple. But again, it's worth noting that Apple is indeed still in the running. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. Roborock's next generation S8 Max V Ultra is the industry's most technologically advanced robot mop and vacuum system ever. Designed to revolutionize the way you clean your home, the S8 series comes fully decked out with enhanced suction power, advanced robotic intelligence, and an innovative self-maintenance feature. Hit the link in the show notes to learn how you can save up to $200 on the S8 Max series, plus get an incredible 5-year warranty and a free Roborock Flexi Light Lightweight Wet Dry Cleaner. My thanks to Roborock for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Running out today, Apple has reportedly slashed its shipping estimates for Vision Pro, at least according to a new report from Ming-Chi Kuo. Kuo says that Apple is now targeting shipments between 400 and 450,000 units for Vision Pro this year, down from what he says was the initial market consensus of between 700 and 800,000 units. The changes in shipping estimates have reportedly also prompted Apple to revisit its overall strategy for the headset market. Kuo says that the Vision Pro demand in the United States has fallen sharply beyond expectations. This will lead Apple to take a tepid approach to the international launch of Vision Pro. Kuo previously reported that Apple would release Vision Pro in additional countries outside of the US prior to WWDC in June. With demand in the US tapering off at a quicker than expected rate, Apple is expected to take a conservative view of what to expect from demand in non-US markets. Additionally, previous reporting had suggested a second-generation Vision Pro could launch in 2025, but Kuo now says that this may no longer be the case. Something worth keeping in mind, though, is that the Financial Times reported last July that Apple would make around 400,000 Vision Pro headsets in 2024. It's certainly possible that Apple increased that target between July and Vision Pro's release in February, only to now lower it again. But it's also possible that today's report from Kuo is misguided, and Apple had always been targeting shipments in the ballpark of 400,000 units for the year. Apple is set to report its second quarter fiscal earnings next month, which could offer our first real look at Vision Pro demand and what Apple executives think of the business going forward. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. Find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.